This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking at some of the responses on social media, you can follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio. Put it also up on our Facebook, facebook.com/thejunks. A lot of Myles Garrett responses. People really want Myles Garrett. He's just going to cost a lot. And we talked about this last week when it came up. For a team that has these needs that we're talking about, do you want to surrender a couple of first-round picks? That's what it's going to take for Myles Garrett.
I can probably live with surrendering picks that are 29 or 25 or higher. I can live with that. Now, you're talking about top five or seven picks. I want to keep as many of those picks as I can. But if this team keeps winning double-digit games, I'm okay with surrendering a couple late first-rounders to acquire a talent as mercurial and as amazing as Myles Garrett is.
Because that's what's going to cost since they're drafting so low.
Right.
It is going to cost you multiple first rounders. Now, if there's a team in the top six that wants him, all right, maybe they get away with a first rounder and a second rounder. But when Washington's drafting 29, it's going to cost you a first rounder this year and a first rounder next year. And probably a player or two, if not another pick.
Here's a tweet.
But he would be an instant upgrade.
Because I know the guy I'm picking at 29 isn't going to be Myles Garrett.
Correct. Right.
You're pretty much guaranteed that.
He's not going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Here's a tweet from JD5 MVP SZN. Says they need a defensive line that can get to the quarterback and stop the run. A wide receiver, two, that can take the pressure off Terry. A running back, one, and a few more linemen. That's the point. That's a lot
order.
Of needs.
That's all order. But look, the team has 78 plus million in salary cap money.
Yeah.
Third in the league. They can go out and do some shopping
100%.
To upgrade the roster.
All right, let's go back to the phones. What do the Commanders need to do to get to Philly's level?
All right, let me see.
An optimist would say, hey, there you are at Philly's level. They had a bunch of fumbles in that game, and it just got away from them.
Well, Jaden gives them a chance every week. But if you want to have a realistic chance, like where, you know, you could be favored or you can at least be like a 50-50 shot, they just need more talent almost at every level. All right, let's go to Bruce in Rockville. Bruce, what's up?
Philly has a great roster. The Commanders, short of their quarterback, have a very average roster. It'll take years to get to Philly's level. Just get better. Don't trade all that cap away for Myles Garrett. They have too many needs. You can't go wrong almost at any position, even running back if they had a stud, or wide receiver. Yes, the lines, but too many needs. Don't trade half your picks away for Myles Garrett or players, you know. They're so far away from Philly. Jaden masked everything. Without Jaden, they're like an 8-9 team, so just fill the multiple needs. Spend all your damn money in the offseason, you know? So
I don't even think they're 8-9 without Jaden.
It might be a 5 or 6 win team without Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, remember, well, they were 4-13 a year ago.
10, something, but.
Yep.
No, I know. Yeah, they're better, but, I mean, so many needs. So many needs, and, boy, they're a long way from Philly. Just get somewhat better. Boy, Philly's defense is so much better than they were last year. Jeez.
Yeah, but isn't it encouraging right. how they were able to turn around in 1 year? To me, I'm optimistic. Look what we did with our offense in one year.
No, I am optimistic. Yes. It's just look at all the games they barely won and Jaden's magic, you know. But I mean, yes. They were horrible last year. They're like maybe an average squad with like a magic man. So many needs and spend all the damn money now before it.
Oh, they're going to spend.
We have to start paying Jaden lots of years.
They're going to spend. Yeah, that's 3 years.
Thank you.
All right, they're going to spend a lot of money in free agency. If we've got $90 million to spend, they're going to spend some money. I understand if fans don't want to give up the first round picks for Garrett. I'm not sure they will. You know, Adam Peters went out and spent some draft picks to get Lattimore, so I'm not sure he's going to spend first rounders to go get Garrett. But they're going to add a piece. I don't know who it's going to be, but they're going to add a significant piece on the line.
Crazy thing is Philly's one of the teams favored to get Miles Garrett.
That's insane. Yeah.
That would be a scary proposition if he joined them.
Let's go to James in Arlington. Hey, James, you're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, Junks. How we doing?
Hey, doing great.
I have a couple thoughts. I want to respond to that last caller. You take away three fumbles in the NFC Championship and some of the bad calls that we got, or no calls, we don't know how that game could have turned out. With the juggernaut, with the big Philadelphia monster.
So you think we're closer? That game
and remember, the Rams almost beat them. The Rams, right?
They were right there.
The Rams were right there against the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I also want to say this. Yes, Philly is a juggernaut, but gone with the days of worrying about head cases of off-field issues with these college prospects. They should not have gotten Jalen Carter. He fell to them. That should have been a number one, number two pick. But he fell to the Eagles. Eagles did not care about locker room, possible locker room issues. Mm-hmm. And picking him up was just a massive piece. Yeah. I wish that we can do that. We're so worried about locker room issues, off-field issues, this, and that. Roll the dice. If he's a stud, if this is going to be a juggernaut player, go with him. Now we're going to have to deal with this guy for multiple years to come. Yeah. But I would say, whatever we need to fix, if it was my choice, the genie in the bottle, my wish would be to build the offensive line like how the Eagles have it. If there was any area, I would choose that even over the defensive line.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Super strong offensive line.
Now, they drafted Brandon Coleman, Coleman got a bunch of starts this year.
He seems like he's a building block.
I'm sure Peters is going to keep adding pieces on the offensive line.
100%. Like,
but probably in every draft, he's going to pick one or two offensive linemen.
And I think Biadasz was big, you know, at center.
Critical signing.
But I think they got to upgrade Wiley. Mm-hmm. And I just think you just need just more big uglies overall.
I think you just have to trust Peters that he knows what he's doing.
Well, he definitely knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. And he's got to trust he's going to pick the right
piece. But it's also not going to happen overnight.
No, I would agree.
Yeah. Let's go to
Rod. They're not going 14-6 next year.
In Landover. Rod, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Rod.
Man, watching that game, man, Philly is just downright nasty, man.
Right.
These jokers, that term, they punch you in the mouth. Man, these jokers, fast, strong, mean, nasty. We got to get like that. And I think Adam Peters, to me, Philly is somewhat built like how San Francisco was built.
Yep.
Strong offensive line, strong running game, nasty linebackers, nasty defensive linemen. And I think Adam Peters see that. He was with San Francisco. He probably see that they built similar to way San Francisco is. So I'm like everybody else, man. Build a line. As far as Miles Garrett, that's giving up a whole lot for this guy. But I think, it's my opinion, I think defensive tackles are so important in this game, man. I mean, I'm looking at Philadelphia, the way they push that pocket on quarterbacks. When you got two defensive tackles, to me, looking at this year, they almost seem just as important as a defensive end. When you got two guys in the middle that can stop the run and push the pocket, we don't have that with Allen and Payne, with neither one of those guys.
So I'll say this about the Eagles. They're definitely excellent. And all your points are correct. But I want to go back to that Rams game. I'm looking at the play of the game, and it was made by Jalen Carter. Jalen Carter kind of sealed the game because it was 3rd and 2 with 1:14 left. The Rams are on the 13-yard line. Mm-hmm. They're knocking on the door. Touchdown, they're going to win the game. Jalen Carter makes a play. I don't want to call them a juggernaut because they rolled the Kansas City Chiefs in this game. Because they almost weren't there.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the weather was terrible in the second half in that game. It was awful. So that, you
okay,
know,
but I don't think there's this huge separation. Like, people can catch the Eagles.
Well, any team can
they
lose
have
on a
very
Sunday.
Good talent.
I mean, the Rams were obviously pretty darn good.
By the way, how did Carter not get flagged for hitting Mahomes in the face? I mean, it was official 5 yards behind the play.
Maybe that's their
because,
maybe that's their
yeah, we're not
going to
give all the calls to the Chiefs.
Giving the Chiefs too many calls.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think the penalties were pretty even.
Ball was already out.
Oh, is that why you can just hit the quarterback in the face when the ball's loose?
No, but the ball was already out. They ended up calling. Is that the one where they called the penalty on the guy for trying to spike the ball in the goalpost?
Yeah, whatever they call that.
Like excessive celebration.
Yeah, something like that. I think Jalen Carter had zero tackles yesterday. It wasn't a big factor. I mean, they were
probably
teaming him, but.
Yeah, they just. Exactly.
Yeah, but sweat went
off. Sweat
went
off. He was really good.
Go to DJ. Maryland.
Fourth round pick.
DJ, what's up, man?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to go ahead and, like, you know, just send this out into the atmosphere. The possibility of bringing Chase Young back with the current coaching staff. I know that the first go around it may not have been, you know, the best. However, under Dan Quinn and this coaching staff, I truly believe that, you know, if you possibly just take a 1-year deal on him, along with trading with Myles Garrett, I believe that that'll help us with our pass rush.
Oh, you want Chase Young back?
I don't think Chase Young is ever coming back to Washington.
Yeah,
I know it's
I don't
a different
think that's
regime.
Happening.
Different.
I mean, he'll be cheap. He'll be cheap, but that's all I'm saying. He'll be cheap.
It doesn't seem like it's a great fit here.
I think you're the only one in town who wants Chase Young back.
No, but I threw that out there last week because if you look at some of the stats, I think
the
it was
pressure.
Like a pressure.
Yeah.
He was like top 6 or 7 at his position.
He just never comes home. He had 5.5 sacks. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, this coaching staff wouldn't make him better. And, mm-hmm. you know,
maybe he's matured, Jason.
Possibly. I just don't think that they're going to.
I think he's
going to
find a different landing spot than Washington
yes.
this offseason. Yeah. Something tells me that.
Yeah. Let's go to Ryan in Richmond. Ryan, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Yo, what's up? Appreciate it. Thank you for letting me get on.
Yep.
My thoughts on what we need to do is I got a little 5 points. And the first one is we need to get a decent O-line to help go along with Jaden Daniels. We need to get another receiver, possibly Debo, saying that he could be traded this offseason. Then we need to get a pass rush. It doesn't have to be Myles Garrett. Just somebody that can help bring a force to the D-line, you know. And then we need to get a young tight end that can go along with that passing game as well. And then the fifth is just trust Adam Peters to do the right thing this offseason, man. I think we're on the right path.
I don't think you draft another young tight end. You just drafted a young tight end.
Yeah, let Sinnott develop. And I have less than zero interest in Debo Samuel. And I would guess Adam Peters probably does, too, because he's had, you know, he knows him better than anybody.
Yeah. Good player, just too many injuries?
Too many injuries.
Well, he's kind of a hothead.
I mean, his numbers took a drastic dip this season. Now,
look,
maybe
when he's got his head in the game and he's healthy, he's legit.
He's a talent.
Because he's so versatile. But
I don't think Adam Peters wants to pay him $20-plus million to clog up the salary cap.
I would probably agree with that.
Let me do one more. Let's go to Shane in Alexandria. Shane, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Come on, the Junkies. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yep.
Sure. I have a couple things to say. The last caller that was talking about Chase Young, he's not the only one in town that would bring him back. I would love to have Chase Young back for a 1-year deal.
Really?
And another thing, to keep up with Philly, we need to be aggressive. I know Adam Peterson will be aggressive. We're going to land Myles Garrett or Max Crosby. Either one of those guys are coming here to help stop the run and get to the quarterback because we know what our offense can do. We just need to get off the field on defense. That's it, guys. I'm telling you. We're going to be aggressive.
Here's my thing about Chase Young, and EB can point to the pressure rate. I just looked up. He played every game this year for the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
So 17 regular season games. His total tackles, 31. His total sacks, 5.5. How about forced fumbles? That rookie year he had here in Washington where he showed so much promise, he forced 4 fumbles. Mm-hmm. This year he forced 1.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his stats are
yeah, but here's the thing.
Mediocre at best.
He's not a star, but maybe he's a depth piece that you could add, possibly.
That's so
better, I'm not super excited to do it.
Is he better than Dante Fowler? At this point, I don't think it is.
We always take the PFF numbers with a grain of salt, but they have him ranked as number 24 out of their top 100 free agents that are pending this offseason.
That's crazy.
What neighborhood is he in? Who's he around?
I mean, I'd have to pull up the whole list. I don't know if the whole list is available, but...
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're not going out and getting Chase Young.
Probably he'd be butt cheap, though. That's the only thing.
Of course.
He'd be butt cheap.
But how many times did you say, I never want to see Chase Young in a Commanders uniform?
Well, because I was waiting for him to be, like, literally a Hall of Famer.
He's sandwiched between Jaron Reed at 23 and Bobby Wagner at 25.
Wow. That's Bobby Wagner's ranked that high?
That's according to PFF.
I mean, he can get you tackles.
If you run right at him, he'll tackle you.
For Wagner said he finished with a 22% tackle rate on run plays, and no linebacker had more tackles in the run game
I will say this about Bobby Wagner, and maybe it's just, listen, I don't watch every game, I don't care, but he blew up running backs at an alarming rate. Like, running backs that were in pass pro, he destroyed so many of them. Now, they're not really equipped to handle a guy like him, but he destroyed those dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, he still has some value.
I bring him back.
He just can only cover about a 3-yard square.
Right. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what Adam Peters does.
Phone booth, but in that phone booth, he'll knock your lights out.
800-636-1067. Remember, coming up at 9, we'll talk a little Wiz basketball. I'll talk about all their trades with their GM, Will Dawkins, here on the Junkies.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.